Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your day's off to a wonderful start. Like Guru's day and my day. We look forward to coming in the morning, especially Mondays.
Well, not today. I didn't have my card key. Did you guys know it was me when I knocked on the door to get in?
I said, that's good.
It's terrible. Evan popped up for his boy.
All right. So I took the break to try to process what you were getting to. And it just seems like you're saying sports fans are not happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we keep it to the Bay Area for a sec?
Let's do it.
Because I think... So you're denoting some negativity in sports around the Bay.
Right. And I got to just preface, Donnie, it's not people doing it on purpose. They don't even know. We're just all infected now.
Right.
That I think we're missing the joy. And real quick, before you go, this was 2 days ago. Willard and Dibbs, our guys.
All right.
Willard said this. I disagree with the statement, but he said it, and I'm driving after I read it like, wow, he knows where he's at and what he wants. I'm going to read it to you. I'm out on the Giannis to the Warriors. It does not make sense at this time. My goal is never championship or bust. My goal is annual relevance. I want sports in this city to be awesome and fun all the time. And I almost had to pull off 80. Like, if he believes that, that's happiness to him, that they don't get Giannis and the Warriors just have a chance and stay relevant. Like,
what?
Give me some of that. I don't agree with that. I want Giannis. But that was just like, there was positivity at the end of that statement that he could get if they just remain a player.
Yeah.
And might not culminate in the chip.
Well, won't. And that's what he knows. But there's still an enjoyment in the journey.
See, you're not that in the journey. Go ahead.
Guru.
Let me stop.
Like, I know we're having fun with each other,
yeah,
but this is where you and I are different. I don't expect my team to win a title every single year, and if they don't, it's disappointing.
Like, I'm just
telling you.
But you know me at my core. Bay all day.
Sure.
I root for the Cowboys and Pirates.
Sure.
You know I don't expect my team to do that either.
Well, you expected the Warriors to...
That's different.
Your analysis on the Warriors this year was different than mine. I thought they had a good year. I thought they turned around their season. I think that they feel good about themselves. Do I think they're going to win a title next year? No. But
your team's the Wolves.
What do you mean?
Well, they didn't win it either.
Until he gets fired. Until Finch gets fired.
Then you're out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But here's the problem, Goo, the way I see it. Bay Area sports fans may be sensing. Here's all right. You want my serious answer on this?
Day.
I think Bay Area sports fans are starting to sense that things are not going to be as good as they were.
Wow. And I understand that.
Okay, well, that's why they're negative. That's why they're negative.
All right.
Because I believe for the first time in a long period of time.
You might be onto something.
15 years, that I think sports fans in the Bay realize their runs are really, really in jeopardy. So I did this for a second.
Okay.
This is unbelievable.
See, this we'll
is
see.
This is no, it is unbelievable. And if you don't think it's unbelievable,
I'll say
it's the problem. No, it'll be the problem that you're talking about. If you don't think this is, if you were like, yeah, so that's the way it goes, then you're telling me you don't know.
All right.
2015 years. Okay, let's go. And here's the best part. The best part of this is we have so many young listeners, and they actually only go back 15 years. So this will be perfect for them. Just 2010,
okay.
Giants, World Series winner.
Bang.
2011, 49ers, NFC title game. 2012, Giants, World Series champions, 49ers, get to the Super Bowl. 2013, 49ers, NFC title game. 2014, Giants, World Series. 2015, Warriors, NBA championship. 2016, Warriors, NBA finals. 2017, Warriors, NBA championship. 18, Warriors, NBA championship. 19, Warriors, NBA finals. 49ers, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
2020, void. Curry hurt, Clay hurt, Garoppolo hurt. 2021, though, right? The following year, 49ers, NFC title game. Giants, 107 wins. 2022, Warriors win a title. 2023, 49ers, Super Bowl. Every freaking year, this area has had somebody winning it or knocking at the door. And I think the reality is you can't count on that anymore with any of the three teams. And believe it or not, out of that incredible run here in the Bay, but why doesn't anybody appreciate it? Why are we so upset that we may have to go through, God forbid, just a little dry spell? Why is that not acceptable?
Well, when you're talking
seven championships.
I love that.
Seven titles in 15 years between two teams, and the other team, they got to the Super Bowl three times. It's like, and people still are not happy. That's the issue.
Okay. And I'm going to just speak for myself. Great info and insight there. But Stani, there, again, I'm nobody to judge. I don't have the license to do it. I just tell you how I feel. Now, there's two teams on that list the last 15 years that have cashed in that chip of winning it all. And I'm just talking from a 49er fan perspective, the diehard fans that I work with and that I know, and growing up in this area forever, I can remember the Niners were one of the teams, and when they went, they won. So it's great, and Stani, I'm telling you this, the journey is great. They have built a bully. But under Kyle, you can get the blue ball syndrome, Stani, syndrome of getting close but no cigar, and that's what the Niners have done since 2010.
Okay.
I'm just saying, can you give some merit into the fans?
No.
Why?
Because you're like, this is kind of shtick, but it's not. This is who you are, Goo, and this is exactly everything you're complaining about. The Giants have won three titles in 15 years. The Warriors have won four in 11, and they've gone to the NBA title games, championship 6 years. And the first thing you talk about is the Niners didn't get.
Yeah.
That's what you're harping on.
Yeah, because the Giants checked the boxes.
So you're negative. Like, that's negative.
No, point out the omission of not getting it done.
Yes. Yes.
And an era, quite frankly, now coming into this season, is the biggest question mark for me with the Niners is I don't know how good they are. I can see it going either way.
So, but in other words, 888-957-9570. I just read you the list of all these accomplishments from the 49ers, the Warriors, and the Giants. Yeah.
And I didn't say anything about that.
Right. The first thing you said was, but the Niners haven't gotten it done.
Which is a fact.
Right. But that's a negative way to look at it when we're talking about all our professional teams in the Bay Area and what they've accomplished over 15 years. How many NFL teams have gone to the Super Bowl three times in the last 15 years?
That actually makes it worse.
No, it makes it better.
To you, it makes it worse. Get it done. I'm just saying. You're speaking for Niner fans, and I don't know if you're right.
Don't ask what's going on with all the negativity. You're answering your own question. I just told you the track record of these three Bay Area teams, and your first thing was, well, the Niners haven't won it.
Because that is a thing.
That's right, and that's negative. Like, that's your.
Or is that fact?
It is both. It's fact, but it's negative. And if I say to you, well, so the 49ers went to three Super Bowls, in your mind, it feels like that's worse than what has happened, let's say, with the Arizona Cardinals over the last 15 years.
You got to understand where I'm coming from. I know this team's history, and I know the 5-0. I know that they should. I'm the guy that told you just last Friday or Thursday, Steiny. They should have beat Kansas City twice. They didn't.
See?
But I just, like, what would you want me to say?
Talk about the Warriors' four titles.
But why can't we talk about the Niners and leave the Warriors and Giants out of it?
Because you brought up your negativity.
No, yeah, but I didn't specify those teams.
Okay.
You're trying to cook the books. It don't work that way. When we're talking about the Niners, the bottom line, Scotty, is they have a losing streak when it comes to the big game.
Well, then stick to the Niners and don't say sports.
No, I can say sports because I'm talking about everything that comes across in social media and people dealing with each other, from people on TV, content. Now, you could easily say, Goo, take a play off and run away from it, but it's bigger than what you're making it out to
be.
Do you
realize what you're saying is that everybody's upset about something? Listen.
Do you find that to be fictitious?
You're answering your own question.
No,
I love the effort
for our three local teams,
okay,
but it's bigger than that. Well, you told me Twitter was a cesspool. Do you still stand by?
Like, I don't know. I haven't gone on it in forever.
Okay, why?
Because it's a bunch of crap.
So I guess I'm trying to get to the crust of what makes it a bunch of crap. It's not a lot of people on there saying,
everybody, here's some cookies.
We went to the Super Bowl three times. No Niner fan gives a rat's behind about what the Warriors did when they handle business. And the Giants is what I'm telling you.
How has the sports scene been professionally in the Bay Area for the last 15 years? What grade would you give it?
A B plus, maybe A minus.
Well, then why do you spend, you just spent, it's, but for you, all you've talked about this half hour is that the Niners haven't done.
Yeah, because
so that's the negativity that you're talking about.
And the only reason that came up is you went and did your research and you kept it, and I get it, we're in the Bay, but you kept it locally. And let's put another rat on the table. The last, 11 years of Giant baseball? You tell me.
Right. So, but my point is, let's view it as a Bay Area entity. We've got three pro teams here that we all follow when we talk about them. The Niners, the Giants have not, they've gone to the playoffs twice in the last 10 years. So they're on a little bit of a dry spell. The Niners have gone to three Super Bowls in the last 12 or 13 years, whatever it is. I'm just saying, if you're a Bay Area fan and these are your teams and you're negative, I can't help you. You're on your own because you guys have had more success than probably 90% of the cities out there.
But yet this is where I feel like you're radio fronting. You feel like the Warriors are in an effed up position right now. That's just how you feel. You can't lie and say you don't feel that way. Right. So you can't go run behind these numbers that you've compiled to make it seem like that's how you feel. Because I know and we know that's not how you feel. So don't come in here fake kicking it, acting like everybody should be walking around whistling Dixie. Because you're the man selling the Warriors are headed in the wrong direction. And they've won four titles. So please, for me,
nice try.
Don't make me seem like a zebra.
Nice try.
Together we are.
Nice try.
But don't make me seem like a zebra in this.
Where the Warriors are right now has nothing to do with the four titles they've won. My point is, for 15 years, there has been a Bay Area team virtually every year that is knocking on the door to a championship. And that's what I'm getting at. I'm getting at the Golden State Warriors have four titles and they are at an end of at the end of an era, and people begin to see that. And the Giants haven't done anything. My point is, maybe everybody's mad because you haven't realized, you didn't savor the success when you were having it. You were too busy complaining about not winning it in a certain year. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Warriors are championship favorites next year. Do I like where they're at? Not really. They're getting old. But that's my point. They've won four titles, and people are still mad that this year they only got to the second round, even though their best player's 37, and everything comes to an end. It's like,
well, I'm dealing with that. I am dealing with that. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like I said, all Warrior fans, to me, Stoudy is bigger than just Steph Curry, but them getting number five would be super special. Nobody's running from the fact that Curry's getting old, and maybe subconsciously, him getting hurt has really shown me or sped up in my mind, you know, how many good, great years do we have left of him? And before, and again, Stoudy, I'm not saying, like, I need medicine. I need help. I'm part of it. But I'm just saying, man, him getting hurt the way he did, finally straining a ligament the first time in 16 years at the juncture he did when it was coming into focus, maybe they can really do something, has left scar tissue for me moving forward. Even if they're a 4 seed next year or a 3 seed, now that real thing that you talk about, age, like, is it ever going to show itself again just in regard to Steph? Because he is the engine, and it just has me feeling some type of way.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I was with you that, like, it feels like, yeah, there's a lot of negativity. So then my second thing was, why has there been so much negativity around here? This area has had success, like a lot of success over the last 15 years. And maybe this is where I don't care what happens in Dallas. I don't care what happens in New York. But I'll bet you if we added up titles, the Bay Area with 7, like, they've had 7 championships and, like, 12 appearances by the big three in Super Bowls or in NBA Finals. It's like, we probably had it better than any other area around. And, I appreciate that, but it feels like if the Warriors don't get 5, then they will have come up short with something. And I don't know what that.
All right, so you just hit me. So, like, you appreciate that, and I believe you do. And Stoney, I'm just asking, you've never gone to social media and posted that. Just, you know, besides me bringing it up, just a nice thought like that about, hey, look at the Bay Area the last 15 years. That's kind of my point, is those type of statements are never just on social media anymore. It's always just bad. He or she's a bum. He's not good at his job. Yada, yada, yada. That's kind of what, like, I would love to read some random anybody tweet, hey, we got it good in the Bay. But that doesn't happen as much.
Okay, and I would just say to you that when I ran down what's happened in the Bay, the first thing you said, you didn't say, man, you're right, Steiny, four titles for the Warriors, six play. You said, but the Niners. And like that to me is, yeah, okay, the Niners have not won a title, but they've had... I get it. I guess what the Niners have done, sure, it's not enough, but are we really not happy with the last... Are Bay Area fans, how do you feel about the last 15 years with our top three Bay Area pro teams?
With two just winning it.
I mean...
Like, I'm not Trey. How many times have I told you nobody's won more football in the last 5 years under Kyle than the Chiefs? And I stand on that. Okay, maybe that's coming to an end. Maybe it's not. But what did you say when you debuted that to me in the green room? I was like, damn, that's a whole hell of a lot. What have I told you about the Warriors? I'm on record. If they don't win another one, they're playing with house money for what they've got with four and the time that they've gotten it under Curry.
So just off the top, since – we'll pick 2010 because it's arbitrary and it's our area. Has there been any other baseball team since, and I get it, they haven't, last 15 years, has anybody won three World Series in baseball? Like the Giants? Like, is there anybody?
The Dodgers got two.
Dodgers got two. Has anybody won four titles in basketball in the last 13 years?
No.
And as for the 49ers, they've gone to three Super Bowls in 13 years. And how many teams have won a Super Bowl in that period of time? Probably like six or seven. But how many teams have gone to three Super Bowls? It's like, I get it. They haven't gotten it done. But they're still like a top five preeminent franchise in the NFL, right?
No doubt.
So we're lucky that, like, I just, and maybe.
No, I need to hear it.
Right.
You're saying it, but.
But I think I'm serious. Like, I think people look at the landscape now and they're thinking, man, maybe we didn't realize how great it was when it was going on because.
Or hopefully it's not over. Like, I don't think the Warriors run is over. Health is wealth. I can't predict that. The Giants. I would say they're having a good year thus far. So they're a player. And then, you know, the San Francisco 49ers. I just have a big question mark. It could go either way for me, Stoney. I don't know, but I do wonder. You tell me if this is being negative about the Niners. Have they had their best chance to get it done? Has that passed them by? Like, is that just a negative? Like, if that were you were reading on the internet, does that come across negative? I'm asking because I truly don't know. Or is that like, there's some merit to that?
There might be merit to it, but to my way of thinking, and it's not like, I'm not asking anybody to be happy, but if you look at the San Francisco 49ers in the last 5 years, the only thing they haven't done is won a Super Bowl. And if you're gonna, and if the standard is, you must win a Super Bowl, otherwise it's gonna be unhappiness. Well, I got news for Bay Area sports fans. They could be unhappy for the next 7 years if that's what they must have. There it is, Joni Mitchell. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Well,
That's what I think's happening right now.
Well,
we are so used to, especially the Warriors and the Niners lately, just being dominant.
Yeah.
That the minute they look human, we start ripping them.
Mm. Now, help me out on the YouTube chat. David Hernandez, Goo, I love you, but to not think it's over is wild. So he must be talking about the Warriors.
Right. I would think so. And I don't know if it's over or not. I think it's going to be.
I mean, you got to do just made. I got you. It's a team game. Second team All NBA defense. A top three DPOY.
But it's about the team.
And you got Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
This will be their first offseason together.
Okay. So I think it's going to be harder for the Warriors to get as far as they did next year as they did this year. Now that maybe they will go as far. Maybe they'll get to the second round again. Maybe they'll get to the third round or the conference finals. But I'm like, if Steph Curry does not win another title,
I'm not screaming or fussing at all, Stein. I know I'm doing what you're saying I'm not doing. I've put it in perspective. But what I'm letting you know is there's still Steph Curry mayonnaise in the jar enough to, I believe, now with Jimmy Butler and a move here or there, that they could be a player. And I think it could have – no opponent ended our season. I know Minnesota on paper did, but damn it, Steiny, Steph coming up lame. You know, if I'm the biggest fanboy, that was everything.
All right, so you still
– believe.
Okay, so you're going to be disappointed.
And what a guy like Willard, who put out that tweet Friday, or fans like him, I guess I want to get on that side. Like, just being a player, being close, everything what you're saying, I guess how do I get back to my roots?
I don't know if you had any.
Evan, like...
I don't...
No.
There's no way you're going to be...
points, but...
There's no way you are going to be happy or satisfied or fulfilled if Steph Curry plays 3 or 4 more years, but they don't win a title. And I think the Warriors winning a title at this point is a long shot. And I'm, you know, if I were a fan of the Warriors, I'd be like, man, our days of winning a title will probably be over. But you know, you never know. You know, you never know. Maybe things will fall into place.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go into next year saying, our window is still wide open.
All right. I know we're up against it. E, I just got to throw this to you. You hear me every day on and off the air. For me to grasp what Steiny said about the Niners and kind of say, man, have they missed their window? Am I being ultra negative to you? Because I have talked about the run is great to get there, but you got to get it done.
No, I think that's being completely human. Like, Steiny framing fans as ungrateful that we haven't, like, that's what happens in sports. You enjoy the ride when it happens, and then you want the ride to keep going. It's like a roller coaster. Like, it comes to a skidding halt, and you're like, wow, can we do it again? And sometimes you got to go home. But, like, that's not being ungrateful because you didn't sit there and think about during the middle of the ride how great it was. That's called being a sports fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I
got to make me feel bad, Stoddy. Thank you, Evan. I didn't like that. I was asking for help.
You're
going to
be pissed off at the Niners season because they're not, like, no team that doesn't go all the way for you, it's not enough. And I get that there's a difference between disappointment. Everybody's going to be disappointed. But when you take a step back and look, it's like, I hate to use the old Jim Harbaugh, but who's had it better than us? And yet, a lot of people still are not satisfied. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see some calls. I want to get to them all. And I also want to, drill down on this subject because we're working around it, but I'm not sure exactly what each of us are trying to say. But we'll, you know, that's what Sports Talk Radio is about. We'll figure it out. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
I hear you, and it hurts me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.